Liar, liar, you were a murderer from the beginning and wanted nothing to do with the truth. The very truth that was supposed to give humanity knowledge, power, and prestige has now enslaved us into evil desires that are ruining God's perfect world. You knew that if you would trick humanity into treason, you would become the prince of this world. You took the power of death and cursed yourself in the process. You live by the sword and you will die by the sword that comes from the mouth of Jesus at his coming. Only God could have foreseen the destruction you would bring upon this world through the deceitfulness of your heart. The evil that lies within you, that you would cause his little ones on earth to sin. Humanity has become like one of these fallen angels, knowing both good and evil, and choosing evil instead. Our foolish pride comes from this world, and so do our selfish desires and our desire to have everything we see. None of this comes from our Heavenly Father, but from the Satan himself. I'm afraid that minds are being corrupted and that people are abandoning their full and pure devotion to Christ. In the same way that Eve was deceived by the snake's clever lies. He is a liar and cannot be trusted with our lives. Do not put up with someone who enslaves you, takes everything you have, takes advantage of you, takes control of everything, and slaps you in the face with worldly sorrow. That serpent of old told the woman, "You will not surely die." Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, has died. And because he lives now, he says to us, we will never die. Jesus is our living truth. Study 1 John 3:8.